A lot of those ordinary readers first came across The Catcher in the Rye in English class when they were teenagers. Angst-ridden, insecure, sometimes angry teenagers to whom Holden Caulfield simply made sense. Alan Latoile is a high school English teacher at Gonzaga College High School here in Washington, D.C. Welcome.
Thank you.
To the program. You've taught The Catcher in the Rye for how long?
23 years.
And how do you first introduce the book to your students?
Well, it's changed, actually, over the years, whether the kids are more or less conformist. They tend to be a bit more conformist nowadays, is my take at the school where I teach. And I sort of introduce it to them nowadays as pretty much a story of a boy growing up, trying to find his way in the world, as do a lot of boys in literature. That the first thing they have to do is give up a fantasy, usually, in this case, being a catcher in the rye.
I remember, I guess this is as true of the Salinger Nine Short Stories as of Catcher in the Rye, but from my adolescence, it was the kind of book kids read and wanted to become writers after they'd read it. It was such an experience. Have you ever noticed it having that effect on it?
There's a fair amount of that, yes. Yeah, it's very inspiring. Kids tend to hold on to it. This is a book they don't sell.
That's Alan Latoile. He's a high school English teacher. As for aspiring writers, Salinger can present some complications.
You know, we read Catcher in high school, and I read it again later on, and it's one of those books that the voice gets in your head so much, at least for me, that it wasn't particularly helpful for my own writing because you just start writing like that voice.
That's Shalom Auslander, a writer whose work has been described as angry and sardonic. For writer Rick Moody, the voice of Holden Caulfield was more of an inspiration.
It had a sort of huge walloping impact on me as a reader. That voice, that character, his sort of mild melancholy, his desperation for attachment, his commitment to the truth, they were all revelatory for me as a teenager.
For the writer Adam Gopnik of The New Yorker magazine, Holden's voice stands out beyond just about anything else in American literature.
With Huck Finn's voice, it's one of the two great youthful voices in all of American literature. I guess you could throw Nick Carraway's voice in there as well from The Great Gatsby as a kind of as a postgraduate. And Nick's gotten out of college. And it's a voice that's made up of a certain kind of a set of mannerisms that have become part of American speech. And all. Holden always says it's all or as hell. He was charming as hell. She was cute as hell. It's a funny voice, as I said. It's a humorous voice, a comic voice, full of wonderful observation of everything from the way that a skating skirt twitches on the butt, as he says, of his less-than-perfect girlfriend Sally, to the way he observes or reads all of his little sister's homework in her notebooks.
Beyond the language of Salinger, Adam Gopnik says the character Buddy channels some of the author's deepest thoughts on writing.
He says somewhere that the real end of a writer is not to write a masterpiece, is not to perfectly portray his time. It's to write with all his stars out, to write the one thing that that writer can do that expresses everything that that writer believes. There are lots of good writers. There are lots of hugely skilled writers. There's lots of us who write about many subjects with curiosity and diligence. But there are very few writers in a century who find or forge the key that enables them to unlock the hearts of their readers and of their fellow people. And Salinger did that. He did it repeatedly. And whether he was silent for 40 years or miserably grumpy for half a century, I don't care. He did that, and he alone did that. He wrote with all his stars out, and the world shines brighter for it.
The Catcher in the Rye leaves you wondering at the end. Is Holden Caulfield still stuck in a rebellious, angry place, or is there a crack, a slight one, in his bitter armor? Here's an excerpt from the ending, read by the 16-year-old son of one of our colleagues here at NPR.
That's all I'm going to tell about. I could probably tell you what I did after I went home, and how I got sick and all, and what school I'm supposed to go to next fall after I'm out of here. I don't feel like it. I really don't. That stuff doesn't interest me too much right now. A lot of people, especially this one psychoanalyst guy they have here, keeps asking me if I'm going to apply myself when I get back to school next September. It's such a stupid question, in my opinion. I mean, how do you know what you're going to do until you do it? The answer is, you don't. I think I am, but how do I know? Swear, it's a stupid question.
Holden Caulfield and J.D. Salinger conclude The Catcher in the Rye with this line, "Don't ever tell anybody anything. If you do, you start missing everybody." J.D. Salinger didn't tell us much, but he will be missed. As for Salinger's final journey, writer Shalom Auslander was a bit concerned.
I hope he's being left alone. I hope God's leaving him alone. But I doubt it. That guy's probably a bit of a nag. Probably chasing Salinger around for autographs.
J.D. Salinger died yesterday at age 91 at the home in New Hampshire where he secluded himself for half a century.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.